Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Got a couple of friends up back on the show together, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Sonhalter and Jack Mancini are here, and they are both partners at Maximum Value Partners, where they help companies just like yours and mine put their best foot forward. Both of them have extensive corporate and financial backgrounds, and they spend their days these days and for a number of years as partners, helping us, people like you and me, small business owners, run their businesses better. And they're here to talk to us about a very important topic today. Adam Sonhalter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jack Mancini, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim. Been a while.
And I know you guys don't have to say hi to each other because you're together all the time. So
that's right.
So you may have heard me in the opener talk about my constant refrain about managing cash, about having a cash flow projection, building a 12-month spreadsheet. That document, well, I'll tell you what, 40 years ago, literally 40 years ago, a banker said to me, if you bring me only one document, bring me a spreadsheet showing me the next 12 months that includes how you're going to pay me back. And I took that to heart, and I've run my businesses from that advice ever since. What do you think, Adam?
I think that's fantastic advice. You know, we were surprised when we first started working very closely with the small owners that their forecasting usually entailed either logging online to see what the bank account showed or going to the mailbox and seeing what checks came in.
Right.
You know, the idea of putting together whether it be a spreadsheet or even a handwritten piece of paper to forecast out what you saw in terms of money's coming in and money's going out is just a foreign concept, but it's something that takes a lot of discipline, and most folks don't do it, especially when they need to be doing it.
Right. And, Jack, one of the things that's disappointing me, as much as I love CPAs, and I do, and mine has saved my bacon so many times, and as much as I recommend people to go to use CPAs, I've been disappointed in the profession for not helping the small business clients build and manage with cash flow projections. They just don't do it. And what do you think about that?
That's been our experience totally. In fact, we challenge small practice CPAs all the time and say, look, why don't you guys, when you're going over the statements with your clients, let them present to you a balance sheet and profit and loss. And they're going to do it well. I almost guarantee. In fact, we've bet and won money over the idea. And ideally, that financial, we'll call it sophistication, it's bare bones stuff, is going to lead to a cash forecast. And CPAs don't teach their clients that.
I asked them about that one time, and I'm going to put together an aggregation of answers from more than one of them. And what I discovered is they consider themselves to be historians, not futurists. And so, and their attitude is if we help somebody project, if it's right, we don't get credit. If it's wrong, we get blamed. But to me, that's a bad answer to cash flow management.
Sure it is. It certainly is. You know, we look at the agents of the government. Their prime function with small business owners is to get their tax return prepared, not really teach them the finer points of accounting and finance and how that works for a small business. It takes a while, and that's not their business normally. I mean, that's just not what they do. So we love them too, but we see a big opportunity for them. But we'll fill that like whenever we can.
So Adam, what do you suggest? What's the first step?
Well, you mentioned the 12 month, and that's a long time. What we shoot for, Jim, is we shoot for getting a 90-day cash forecast by day. And what we start with, let's start with this first week. And if we can get 1 week down by day, we then go to 2 weeks, then we go to 4 weeks, then we go, you know, eventually getting to 90 days. With the idea that if you can have 90-day visual, now, if you know you have a problem on day 45, usually when you find that out is day 44, right? That's usually the problem because you have very few things that you can do to help fix that. So if I know today that I got a problem 45 days out, I have a lot of options today. And it gives tremendous comfort. Nothing gives more comfort than knowing you've got 3 months to react to anything going on as part of your business. And that's what we shoot for with our clients, especially
when if you say, okay, I forecasted 90 days out, and I can see based on the completion of business, based on the what I know about how customers pay, based on the annual bill for insurance or whatever that comes due month after next that's unique that month, I'm going to need $20,000 in the in 90 days from now that I don't have. And so then you send that email, that spreadsheet to your banker and say, I need $20,000 in 3 months. That makes your banker happy, doesn't it?
It does tremendously. You know, we had a great case of the client that, you know, a few years back who was early on in his business, and he got a pretty large client who was a Fortune 1000 customer. And so he started to forecast out, and all of a sudden he saw a cliff about 75 days out. Okay. Right. Hey, we got a signed contract, go to the banks, here's our forecast, here's what we see. To your point earlier, you know, here's where we need money, here's how we're going to pay you back. And it was a very quick process. Bank said, this looks great, happy to do it. And the owner was amazed how easy it was to get the money. But when you present that case, you know, and you're talking their language, it becomes very easy to be able to get the money that you need to help move forward.
Well, and also, you're demonstrating sophistication and discipline. And an understanding of your customers. And that's the kind of thing that gives bankers comfort. And we all know that an uncomfortable or scared banker doesn't help anybody.
That's correct. They run for the hills.
That's right. Right, Jack?
That's correct. That's not what they like to see.
The shortest.
You know, this is also useful. A lot of small companies, Jim, are you know, if they aren't forecasting their cash and cognizant of how to basically do it, they get in trouble in a lot of ways. And their vendors, they may promise a payment to a vendor, and the day comes when it's supposed to be due and they don't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus we teach, as Adam said, this 90-day forecast. It's forecasted out 5 days.
Right. I need – hey, Jack, I need your website quickly, please.
Come on, Adam.
MaximumVP.com.
All right, MaximumVP.com. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about some of the internals of the forecasting, some of the other things you need to know about after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.